哈利路亚，大家平安。
哈利路亚 ，peace be with you all。
今天下午我们的讲题是约伯的祷告。
And this topic for the afternoon is going to be Job's prayer。
我们请看雅各书第五章。
Let's look at James chapter 5。
新约的雅各书的第五章。
James chapter
5。十六节。
Verse 16。
雅各书五章十六节。
James chapter 5 verse 16。
所以你们要彼此认罪，互相代求，使你们可以得医治。一人祈祷所发的力量是大有功效的。
Verse 16. Therefore, confess your sins to each other and pray for each other so that you may be healed. The prayer of a righteous man is powerful and effective.
啊，这里圣经说一人的祈祷所发的力量是大有功效。
Over here it says the prayer of a righteous man is powerful and effective.
首先呢，这里说祷告是可以发出力量。
So we know there is power in prayer.
如果你能够在生活上面解决不了的事情。
So in our lives, if there's any problems that we cannot resolve,
你透过祷告发出力量，可以有改变。
So there is power in prayer to resolve this problem.
但是祷告的力量有多少，都在乎于祷告的人本身。
So how much power is in a prayer depends entirely on that person.
如果他是个义人呢，他祷告就大有力量。
So if a righteous person prays with great strength, then he will have a powerful prayer.
如果罪人不悔改，就算祷告很久也没有用。
So if a sinful person does not repent, no matter how much he prays, it will not be useful.
所以一个教会里面都是神称义的人。
So, in church, there is God's chosen people.
我们应该是义人。
We are all righteous people.
我们在靠着主耶稣成圣。
So we must rely on Lord Jesus Christ.
那我们应该一起祷告，力量就很大。
So if we pray together, our power will be great.
那我们读约伯记啊，可以知道约伯是一个义人。
So when we read the book of Job, we know that Job is a righteous person.
他被称为旧约的三大义人之一。
So he is one of the three righteous people in the Old Testament.
他的祷告也很有功效。
And his prayer is very effective.
到底他祷告什么？
So what exactly did he pray for?
他的方向是在哪里？
So where did his direction go?
还有他怎么样祷告才得到神的帮助？
So how did he pray to get God's help?
我们下午再来谈一谈。
So this is what we're going to discuss in the afternoon.
第一点。
The first point.
约伯啊，常常为儿女祷告。
The first point is Job always prayed for his children.
我们看约伯记的第一章。
Let's look at Job chapter 1.
约伯记的第一章。
Job chapter 1.
第五节
verse 5
约伯记一章的第五节
Job chapter 1 verse 5
宴席的日子过了，约伯打发人去叫他们自洁，他清早起来按着他们众人的数目献燔祭，因为他说恐怕我儿子犯了罪，心中弃掉神。约伯常常这样行。
verse 5 when a period of fasting had run its course, Job would send and have them purifiedEarly in the morning, he would sacrifice burnt offering for each of them, thinking, perhaps my children have sinned and cursed God in their hearts. This was Job's regular custom.
这里说约伯他常常祷告。
Over here, it says Job often prayed.
但是他不是为自己祷告。
But he did not pray for himself.
也不是为他的产业、他的财产来祷告。
And he did not pray for his assets.
也不是为别人祷告。
And he did not pray for other people.
他特别，这里有记载，他常常为十个儿女来祷告。
So it specifically records here he prayed for his 10 children.
祷告的目的是什么呢？
What was the purpose of his prayer?
这是预防性的。
It was to protect his faith.
Preventive 的。
It was preventive.
就是事情还没有发生，但是求神怜悯，希望不要发生。
So he prayed for something that did not happen yet, and he would pray for it not to happen.
因为约伯的孩子生活在一个很富裕的环境。
Because Job's children lived in a very corrupt environment.
不太需要为生活来担心。
The children did not need to worry about their lifestyle.
每天都过着物质的生活，吃吃喝喝。
So every day they ate and drank.
会不会有时候喝酒喝多了，有时候会头脑不清楚呢？
So sometimes they would drink too much and not have a clear mind.
会不会讲出一些话来得罪神呢？
So they might have said something that might have offended God.
约伯所担心的是他们会心中弃掉神。
So Job's major concern was that their children would forget God.
这个是很重要。
This is very important.
一个人如果不小心做错一次一件事情，就是犯了罪。
So if someone commits a mistake one time, they have already committed sin.
但是如果他长期这种人生观的改变，偏离了神的道路，这个就不一样。这个比犯了一次过犯还重要。
So if a person's lifestyle strays away far from God, this is a different story. This is a very serious.
如果心中弃掉神了，就是心中没有神。
So if my heart is there's no God, then our heart is lacks God.
人最怕不是只是去偷啊、去抢啊、犯了罪这样而已。
So, people's fear does not just.
我们最怕的是什么？
What is our major fear?
最怕就是一个人心中啊，不是以神为中心。
Our biggest fear is God is not in the center of our hearts.
没有把神放在我们人生的目标当中。
It is not the if that God is not our main goal.
啊，所以约伯常常预防性的为儿女来祷告。
So Job always prayed for prevention.
啊，那我们今天也想一想。
So let's think about it today.
在座很多都是父母。
So among us are a lot of parents.
甚至有很多是祖父祖母。
And a lot of us are in-laws.
你有没有常常为你的儿女，甚至为你的孙子孙女来祷告呢？
Have we prayed for our children or grandchildren?
我们生活在北美洲啊，是一个很竞争的社会。
So in our lifestyle in North America is very
competitive.
Competitive.
大部分的父母啊，心里面所关心的只有一件事情。
So a lot of parents' concerns only concern about one thing.
就是我的孩子到底读书比不比上了别人。
So their main concern is if our children can compete with other children.
我孩子要在哪一个区、哪一个学区读得比较好。
So where should our children study for the best location?
以后要进什么的大学。
And what college should they go to?
那以后有什么的前途。
And what would their future be?
然后呢，要给孩子学十几样东西。
And they allow their children to learn many things.
三四种语言。
Three different languages.
啊，就很怕，哇，别人的孩子有学，我的孩子没学。
Other people's children learn, but mine's do not learn.
我认识有一些教会的家长。
I know a parent that was in church.
两公婆、两夫妻都是上班。
The husband and wife were both working.
下班之后在忙什么呢？
And as soon as they get off work, they would tend to their children.
两夫妻就忙着轮流带不同的儿女去不同的补习班、才艺班。
So the parents would take turns taking the children to different cram schools.
从以礼拜一到礼拜五。
From Monday to Friday.
学游泳 学跳舞学小提琴学钢琴学数学学心珠算
So they would have a lot of extracurricular activities such as swimming and then
然后搞到自己也累到半死
And they worked till they were very tired
那孩子呢也没有办法来参加晚间聚会
And then the children did not have the opportunity to attend church
因为搞到太累了平常搞到太累了礼拜六早上也爬不起来
Because they were worked to the bone and they were too tired
那中午都是吃饱饭的才到
And usually they wouldfinish lunch then arrive at church.
有时候还要带孩子去什么比赛。
And sometimes they would take their children to competitions.
很看重孩子的学业。
And they emphasize the children's extracurriculars.
很看重他们的才艺。
And they emphasize their abilities.
孩子来到教会了就累到半死了。
And when the children arrive at the church, they were worked to the bone.
每天晚上都搞到十点才回家。九点十点。
Because after the children were finished everything, it would be around 10 p.m.
孩子来到教会了就是也是钓鱼。
So they would be fishing inside the chapel.
父母在旁边呢，钓到更大的鱼。
And the parents would catch even bigger fish.
然后聚完会了啊，赶了，赶了，赶快走了，赶快走了。
So as soon as the service finished, they would rush home.
啊，他们觉得说有把孩子带来教会守安息日。
But they did bring their children for Sabbath.
他们觉得我们有神啊，我们就是敬拜神啊。
So they would say, "Oh, we are worshiping God."
但是你看他的生活啊，不是以神为中心。
But if you look at their lifestyle, you can see that God is not the central.
孩子下课回来，第一句问：“今天考试拿几分呢？”
So the first thing the parents would ask the children when they arrive home is like, "What score did you get in your test?"
但是呢，聚完会回来了，从来不会问孩子啊，你今天背了圣句背了没有啊？
So, but after service, they would never ask, "Oh, did you memorize the verses yet?"
啊，我们都不关心他的教会的功课。
Because they said they don't really concern about the church's homework.
很关心他在学校的功课或者外面的表现。
They care more about the schoolwork and the.
也难怪了，因为这个是一个竞争的世界。
So this is a competitive environment.
我们都很怕我们的孩子落后别人了，比不上人家。
So we're very afraid that our children will fall behind.
这其实约伯不担心他孩子不优秀。
But Job was not afraid that their children would fall behind.
约伯就只担心一件事，就是他孩子会不会弃掉神。
Job's main concern was that if their children would let God go.
啊，有一次一堆姐妹在聊天。
And once there was a group of sisters conversing.
聊到比较嘛，因为姐妹在一起就喜欢比较。
So when sisters are together, they like to compare.
啊，有时候比衣服啦，比包包啊。
So sometimes they like comparing their clothes and their purses.
啊，有孩子的就会比孩子。
If they have kids, they'll compare their kids.
哇，你孩子怎么样？我孩子要怎样？你孩子这样，我孩子也这样啊。
Oh, your kids doing this, or my kids like this.
啊，比啊比啊，谈啊。那有一个姐妹就不讲话。
And then some sisters would not talk.
有一个姐妹就不讲话。
And one sister did not speak.
那他们看到这个姐妹不讲话，就问了：“哎，你的孩子呢？你要给他怎么培养
？”And when they saw the sister not speaking, they asked about like, "Oh, what about your kid?"
要学了什么？啊，以后要怎么安排他的前途啊
So what are your plans for your child?
啊，那个姐妹就笑一笑。
And the sister laughed.
她说，我知道你们都很关心，啊，你们的孩子。
So I know you guys care about your kids.
那我也很关心我的孩子。
I also care about my child.
那我每天祷告的就只有一个，像跟主耶稣求一件事情。
So when I pray to God, I only pray for one thing.
大家就问了，你看你为了祷告求什么？
Well, what do you pray for?
他说我不求他很聪明。
I don't ask that he's the smartest.
因为这个世界已经很多很聪明的人。
Because this world is filled with smart people.
但是那些很聪明的人不一定敬畏神。
But these smart people don't necessarily respect God.
我也不求神让他读书会比别人好。
And I don't pray for that his studies are better than other people.
因为一个人多会读书哦，他的头脑有多聪明啊，其实出生的时候已经决定了。
So, once a child is born, their mental capacity is already decided.
你 IQ 是100还是90还是80还是150，这个改变不了的。
So no matter what your IQ is, you cannot really change it.
啊，很会读书也不代表将来一定成功。
So if you really know how to study, does not mean you'll be successful.
很成功也不代表将来一定很快乐。
And if you're successful, it does not mean you'll be happy.
我就祷告一件事情。
But she only prayed for one thing.
我就希望他们一辈子都是敬畏神。
She prayed that for all their lives they would respect God.
那别人就问了，为什么你这样祷告？
Well, they asked her, why do you pray like this?
她说，圣经说啊，敬畏神就是智慧的开端。
Because respecting God is the beginning of the wisdom.
敬畏神的人就有智慧。
Because when you respect God, you will have wisdom.
你想想看，如果他一辈子敬畏神。
If they respect God all their lives.
神会不照顾他的生活吗？
Will God not take care of them throughout their lives?
神不会预备他工作吗？
Will God not prepare or work for them?
神不会预备他婚姻吗？
Will God not prepare their marriage for them?
如果他敬畏神，神都帮他预备好，我都不用操心，我也预备不了他什么。
If you respect God, He will prepare everything for you.
但是如果他不敬畏神，
But if you do not respect God,
他很聪明，赚很多钱也没有用。
If no matter how smart he is, no matter how much money he makes, it does not matter.
其他姐妹一听觉得这个很有道理。
When the other sisters heard this, they thought she had a lot of purpose.
应该每天为儿女祷告，让他不要离弃神，不要忘记神。
They thought that they should pray every day so that their children would not leave God.
这个是我们每一个组内的家长应该有的祷告。
So for our families of parents in Christ, this should be our prayer.
今天我们花很多时间去培养他们的生活的学习的技能，还有赚钱来给他们一个舒服的环境。
So we're with our children all their lives, and then we provide a good environment for them to learn.
但是我们花很少时间去关心他的灵命。
But we don't spend enough time to see their abilities.
所以如果你是一个家长，
if you're a parent,
你应该回去每天花点时间陪陪孩子讲讲话。
You should talk to your children ever so often.
问问他圣经的故事学到哪里。
So you should ask them, which Bible story have you read up to?
陪他一起祷告。
Pray with them.
讲讲圣经的话语给他听。
Talk about the Bible with them.
然后再加上帮他祷告。
Then pray for them.
这个家长的祷告很有效。
So a parent's prayer has a lot of power.
如果你的孩子还在小，你就每天帮他预防他，不要让他离弃神。
So when your child is young, you should pray for them to prevent them from leaving God.
如果他已经长大了，
if they are already grown up,
已经离开了神了，
and they left God already,
你也不要绝望，
and do not lose hope.
你也可以帮他祷告，希望他回到神的身边。
You can still pray for them and pray for them to return to God.
神会听父母的祷告。
God will listen to a parent's prayer.
有一个弟兄啊，他青少年的时候非常的反叛。
There was this brother that was very troubled.
And rebellious.
Rebellious.
因为父母为了赚钱，也没有办法去顾他。
Because the parents were very busy making money, and then they did not have time to tend to him.
虽然都在教会里面。
And they were in the church.
但是这位弟兄啊，长大之后不久就离开了教会啊。
But when this brother grew older, he left church not too long after.
还跟那些不良分子、帮派的那些朋友打交道 ，join with gangster.
He joined a gang.
常常做一些不好的事情。
And he did a lot of bad things.
常常打架。
And he always got into fights.
但是他的妈妈没有忘记替他祷告。
But his mom did not forget to pray for him.
这个弟兄啊，后来还离家出走。
And this brother left his home.
不回家。
And he did not return home.
跟家人也没有联络。
And he did not communicate with his family.
但是他妈妈没有停止帮他祷告。
But his mom did not stop praying.
有一次啊，
one time,
这个弟兄在外面跟人家打架。
So this brother was fighting with someone.
受了很重的伤。
And he was very injured.
都快死掉了。
And he was almost dead.
还是不悔改。
And he still did not change.
要人家悔改啊，除非神出手，不然都还是很难。
So he had to wait for, we needed to wait for God's movement before he could change.
有一天晚上，他在睡觉。
One time he was sleeping at his house.
突然间睡到一半，有个声音跟他讲，叫他的名字。
In the middle of his sleep, there was a voice that called his name.
哇，他很害怕，谁叫我名字呢？
He was very scared. Who called his name?
他跟他的朋友在一起，他们还在睡觉，没有人醒过来的。
He was with his friends and no one has woken up yet.
有个人叫他的名字。
And someone called his name.
他醒过来，要起来。
And he was startled and woke up.
哇，那个声音叫他，你要跪下来祷告。
And that voice told him to kneel down and pray.
他不晓得多少年没有祷告了。
It's been many years since he prayed.
因为他已经离开了教会很久。
Because he left church for a long time.
但是这个声音应该是从神来的，他知道。
But this voice should come from God as he has expected.
他就乖乖的就跪在那边祷告。
So he did as he was told and kneeled down to pray.
祷告的时候看到一个异象。
And when he was praying, he saw a vision.
有个很荣耀的，穿白衣服的，很光亮的。
And there was someone very glorious wearing white clothes.
手里拿着一团火。
And in his hand was a ball of fire.
那个火球，那往他的方向丢过去。
And this hand threw the ball of fire toward him.
那个火球丢到他的面前。
And the ball of fire fell in front of him.
马上祷告，被圣灵充满。
And as soon as he was praying, he was filled with the Holy Spirit.
他不晓得多久没有祷告，也多久没有被圣灵充满。
It's been a long time since he's been prayed or filled with the Holy Spirit.
但是祷告被圣灵充满，那个灵言大震动。
So when he was filled with the Holy Spirit, his tongue was very fluent.
祷告很大声。
And his prayer was loud.
哇，一直流汗。
And he kept on sweating.
一直流眼泪。
And he kept on shedding tears.
祷告了很久。
And he's prayed for a long time.
把他的同伴都吓坏了。
And he scared his friends.
他的同伴问他说：“你发神经啊？”
So his friends asked him if he was crazy.
哇，他说我不是发神经。
He's like, I'm not crazy.
他知道发生什么事情。
He knew what happened.
他知道神要叫他回来。
He knew God was telling him to come back.
他知道神要他不要再去犯罪。
It was God telling him not to sin anymore.
他就马上下到下面找一个公共电话亭。
So he went downstairs and looking for a payphone.
打电话回家。
And he called home.
他妈妈接到电话。
His mom picked up the phone.
妈妈哭起来了。
And his mom shed tears.
儿子告诉妈妈，我要回家。
Because the son told his mom that he was coming home.
我现在在哪里？哪里？哪里？
I'm over here right now.
请你来接我。
Can you come pick me up?
妈妈的祷告。
This is the mother's prayer.
妈妈没有放弃儿子。
The mother did not let give up on his son.
神也垂听妈妈的祷告。
And God listened to the mother's prayer.
所以，就算你的孩子已经离开了主，
so even if your child has left God,
也要帮他祷告。
You still need to pray for them.
如果主耶稣怜悯。
If Jesus Christ has mercy,
他们可以回来。
They will come back.
但是帮孩子祷告只是一个其中一样而已。
But praying for your child is only one aspect.
最重要的，你要用你的生命，用你的生活来影响你的儿女。
But the most important part is to use your lifestyle and your habits to influence your children.
你要做榜样。
You need to make a good example.
你不能说哦，拼命每天为他祷告，但是自己呢，没有守道理。
You cannot just say I'll pray for them, but not change anything about yourself.
你说神很重要，但是你每次来教会聚会都迟到。
You say that God is very important, but you're late to service every time.
你跟他说凡事要靠神，自己平常家也很少祷告。
You say you have to rely on God, but at home you rarely pray.
你说啊，要有爱心，但是对人要很小气。
You say you have to have love, but you're not generous with other people.
那孩子看到，他就不会听你了。
But when your children see this, they will not try.
啊，所以我们常要为儿女祷告。
So you have to pray for your children.
也要像约伯这样啊，要给儿女做好榜样。
You need to be like Job and be a good example for your children.
啊，约伯的第二种祷告。
Job's second prayer.
就是呢，为了自己。
Was to pray for himself.
在他自己的软弱当中啊。
To pray for his weaknesses.
在受试炼的时候，还是向神祷告。
So for when he was encountering a test, he was praying for himself.
我们看第七章的十一节。
Let's look at chapter 7, verse 11.
七章十一节。
Chapter 7, verse 11.
七章十一节。
Job chapter 7, verse 11.
我不禁止我口，我灵愁苦，要发出言语，我心苦恼，要吐露哀情。
Verse 11, therefore I will not keep silent, I will speak in the anguish of my spirit, I will complain in the bitterness of my soul.
我们喜乐的时候要祷告。
When we're joyful, we must pray.
但是呢，遇到患难的时候，遇到伤心的时候，更要祷告。
But when we encounter anguish or pain, we must pray even more.
啊，有一些人啊，伤心的时候呢，他就祷告不下去，他就不祷告。
So when some people they are sorrowful, they cannot bring themselves to pray.
啊，那不祷告的结果反而是更软弱。
And if you don't pray, the result is even more weakness.
有些人呢，像他心里有心事的时候，有苦闷的时候，很喜欢找人家讲话。
So when people are have they're sorrowful in their hearts, they like to find people to talk to.
但是你想一想，你的朋友真的能够安慰你吗？
But ask yourself, can your friends really comfort you?
你的朋友第一不一定能够了解你。
Number one, your friends may not understand you.
因为全世界只有你一个你自己。
Because in this world, there's only one you.
没有一个人跟你的经历是一模一样的。
No one is just like you.
所以没有人 可能完全的了解你。
So no one will ever completely understand you.
只能够想象你的情况，但是不能体谅。
They can visualize your situation, but they cannot understand it.
大家都很忙。
Number two, everyone's very busy.
你有问题，第一次把这个人抓起来说讲了半个钟头，他说哦这样哇好辛苦啊、哦、下个礼拜又把他抓了讲半个钟头，他就冒汗了。
So,
哇又来了。
The first week when you bring someone to talk to for half an hour, they're like, oh, you're poor you.
那每次你看到同一个人，你都把你的苦啊倒给他。
But every time you see the same person, you just pour out your sorrows to them.
最后会怎么样？
What's the result?
哦，他看到你了，赶快去。
So if they see you, they'll run.
对不对？因为没有人受得了啊。
Because no one could bear this.
你一看到人家受苦，一看到人家受苦啊，大家到最后都跑掉。
Because every time they see you, you're just full of sorrow.
你受苦偶尔可以讲一讲，但是不能长期的。
But your sorrows can vent it once in a while, but don't make it a habit.
你也不能每次对同一个人讲。
And don't say it to the same person.
因为人都是人啊，人自己都有自己的苦啊。
Because people are people and they have their own problems.
没有办法，没有一个人能够承受无限的别人倒给他的苦。
No one can handle unlimited sorrow.
啊，大家都有自己的家庭、自己的工作、自己的责任。
Everyone has their own family, their work and responsibilities.
啊，或者是有些时候呢，你讲出来，别人也没有办法帮你祷、帮你做什么。
Sometimes when you vent out, people cannot really help you.
有些时候你讲出来了，人家给你传开了，你更麻烦。
And sometimes when you tell other people, it brings more problems.
家里的问题哦，有时候你想，哎呀，找一个人跟你诉苦了，结果不用两个钟头，哇，传到那个饭厅的角落，哎，那个人就谈了。
So maybe you tell one person, and then within 2 seconds, the whole cafeteria knows.
不小心还上了网 ，Facebook 里面都有。
And it ends up on Facebook.
哇，所以有些时候你的苦也不能跟人家讲。
So in this situation, you cannot really vent out your sorrow.
怎么办呢
？What should you do?
例如说。我不要禁止我的口，我临愁苦要发出言语啊。
And in the book of Job, it says, "Therefore, I will not keep silent."
啊，我的心苦恼要吐露哀情。
I will speak out in anguish of my spirit.
我都对神说了。
He will talk to God.
你有什么苦哦，你就倒给主耶稣。
If you have any sorrow, speak it to Jesus Christ.
就是说，好像一个大海一样哦，你倒一杯苦啊给他，他不会这样子就被你影响了。
It's like a big sea. If you pour one cup of sorrow, it will not influence him.
啊，人都受不了，主耶稣可以受得了。
People cannot handle, but Jesus Christ can handle.
主耶稣也不会骂你，为什么这样子祷告
？Jesus Christ will not rebuke you, saying, "Why are you praying like this?"
主耶稣也不会骂你，为什么你每次都讲一样的
？And Jesus Christ will not say, "Why do you always pray about the same thing?"
主耶稣呢，很忍耐。
But Jesus Christ is very patient.
因为他知道你很难过。
Because he knows you're sorrowful.
你也不能跟别人讲。
And he can't tell other people.
圣经里面有一个人叫哈拿。
There's someone in the Bible named Hannah.
哈拿也是蛮苦的。
And Hannah was very sorrowful as well.
因为他要跟别人共享一个先生。
Because he was looking for a husband. She's looking for a husband.
She shared a husband with somebody else.
She shared a husband with someone
else. 因为她老公有两个老婆，她是第二其中一个。
Because her husband had two wives.
啊，她自己也生不出孩子。
And she could not bear a child.
啊，另外一个老婆生出来，一直生。
But the other wife kept on having children.
啊，那个大婆就欺负她。
And then the other wife was picking on her.
讲一些话来刺激她的感受。
And then she said some very hurtful things to her.
她就很难过。
And then she was very sorrowful.
连去到圣殿里面祷告啊，都很难过。
And even when she was in the temple, she was praying very sorrowfully.
那她丈夫也不了解她。
And her husband did not understand her.
她丈夫说：“我那么疼你，有我不是比十个孩子还要好吗？”
The husband said, "There's me. Isn't it better than 10 children?"
男人就是不会讲话，有时候讲话就是达不到重点。
So when guys talk, they cannot get the point out sometimes.
老公怎么可能比跟儿子比呢？
How can you compare a husband with a son?
对不对？有很多女人生了孩子出来就不理老公了。
A lot of women when they have children, they just forget about the husband.
真的，你自己看一看，随便看看。
It's real, look for yourself.
哇，整天都是这样。老公过来一下，哎呀，你去拿那个东西。
Oh, husband, go get that for me.
哎呀，你不用回家，你去赚钱，不用回家。
You don't need to come.
我在这边带孩子。
I'll look after the children.
对不对
？Right.
有什么华人呢？要孩子不要老公，很多都是这样。
So a lot of people want their children and not their husband.
啊，所以她老公说：“有我不是比十个孩子更好吗
？”The husband said, "Aren't I better than 10 children?"
不讲还好，讲了更伤心。
If it was better that he didn't talk,
你根本都不理解我，哎，哭啊哭啊哭啊。
So she's like, "Oh, you don't understand me." She cried.
但是哭也要找对地方。
And if you're crying, you need to find the right place to cry.
不要随便找一个人的头靠过去就哭。
Don't just pick a random person's shoulder to cry on.
也不要自己躲在房间哭。
And don't cry in your room.
你要哭就去圣殿哭。
If you're going to cry, go to the temple.
要在祷告的时候哭。
If you so cry when you pray.
我们看撒母耳记上第一章。
Let's look at 1 Samuel chapter 1.
撒母耳记上的第一章。
1 Samuel chapter 1.
哇，第十二节。
First Samuel chapter 1, verse 12.
哈拿在主面前不住的祈祷，以利定睛看他的嘴。
Verse 12, and she kept praying to the Lord, Eli observed her mouth.
原来哈拿心中默祷，只动嘴唇不出声音，因此以利以为她喝醉了。
Hannah was praying in her heart and her lips were moving, but her voice was not heard.
以利对她说，你要醉到几时呢？你不应该喝酒。
And he said to her, how long will you keep on getting drunk? Get rid of your wine.
哇，你看哦，这个哈拿不单只被老公被别的那个老婆欺负，被老公误解，连去到圣殿都被那个祭司来误解。
So not only Hannah was picked on by her.
那个祭司问她说，你是不是喝醉酒？为什么这样子？
So Hannah was also picked by on Eli, and he asked her if he was drunk.
她应该很有理由说，算了，我回家吧。
And she had a good excuse saying, forget it, I'll just go home.
算了，不要信了。
She said, fine, I'll just not believe.
诶，但是她没有这样子。
But she did not say this.
她就回答了。
But she,
她说，主啊，我不是这样的。
But she said to her, it's not like that.
我在心里面呢，我是心里愁苦的妇人。
And she said, I'm a woman who is deeply troubled.
清酒浓酒都没有喝。
I have not been drinking wine or beer.
但在神面前倾心吐意。
I was pouring out my soul to the Lord.
哇，看，哈拿就做对了。
Hannah did the right thing.
你有苦就倒给神。
If she had any sorrow, she poured it out to the Lord.
如果没有人可以承担你的，没有了解你的话，
if there's no one that can understand you,
你就告诉主耶稣啊。
Tell the Lord.
他可以理解你。
He can understand.
因为你经历过的苦都比不上他为你受的苦。
Because whatever you experience cannot be worse than what he's experienced.
你被误解吗？主耶稣也常常被误解啊。主耶稣从出来工作的第一天就被人家误解了。
So he's always been picked on by other people. The first day he's out, then he's already picked on.
你进食的时候很肚子饿吗？少吃了一餐肚子很饿吗？主耶稣进食了四十昼夜。更饿。
So if you miss one meal, you might think you're hungry, but Jesus fasted for 40 days.
你被人家伤害吗？主耶稣还被人家被卖。
So you think you've been hurt? Jesus has been sold.
倒给主耶稣。
So pour it out to the Lord.
所以哈拿把一切的事倒给主。
So Hannah poured out whatever she had.
到最后呢，第十八节。
To verse 18.
哈拿呢说：“愿婢女在你眼前蒙恩。”于是妇人走去吃饭，脸上就不带愁容了。
May your servant find favor in your eyes. Then she went away and ate something.
祭司知道了啊 ，OK， 那帮他祷告，帮他祝福。
So when the priest knew about it, he prayed for her and blessed her.
他就交给神了。
And she gave everything to God.
他有没有马上得到什么报酬
？But she didn't get anything immediately.
没有马上多一个儿子在他面前。
And a son did not just pop out of nowhere.
问题还是在那边。
The problem was still there.
但是呢，他就不担心了。
But she was not worried.
他就很放松了。
And she was very relaxed.
因为她把她的苦啊，已经倒给主耶稣了。
Because she poured out her sorrows to God.
所以就不再愁苦了。
So she did not suffer anymore.
所以我们今天也是一样。
It's the same for us today.
要学习约伯。
We need to learn from Job.
有时候你有疑问。
Sometimes we have suffering.
有时候你对神的旨意不了解。
Sometimes we don't understand God's will.
你就祷告里面告诉主。
So we just pray to God and ask Him.
主啊，我很软弱。
Say, God, I'm very weak.
我也不想了解你的旨意。
And I don't know your will.
我也快撑不下去了。
And I can't bear this.
但是我知道你不会让我撑不下去的。
But I know you will not let me go down like this.
你要来帮助我。
Can you come help me?
这样子的话，我们就会重新得到力量。
And like this, you will receive power again.
要哭，就在主耶稣面前哭。
If you're going to cry, cry in front of Jesus Christ.
在人面前要刚强。
In front of people, you must remain strong.
在神面前要软弱。
In front of God, you must remain weak.
要谦卑。
You need to be humble.
这个就是我们要学习的。
This is what we should learn.
那么再看回来，约伯的第祷告要我们学习的第三个方面。
Let's look at Job's third prayer.
这是他悔改的祷告。
It was the prayer of repentance.
我们看四十二篇。
Let's look at Psalms 42.
约伯记四十二章。
Let's look at Job 42.
第五节。
42 verse 5.
对不起，从第一节开始看，四十二章第一节。
Let's look at chapter 42 verse 1.
约伯记四十二章第一节。
42 verse 1.
约伯回答主说：“我知道你万事都能做，你的旨意不能拦阻。”
Then Job replied to the Lord, "I know you can do all things."
在神跟约伯讲完话之后，约伯知道自己错了。
So when Job was talking to the Lord, he realized he was mistaken.
他终于知道神有主权可以做任何的事情，而不需要向任何的人解释。
So he knew that God was almighty and can do everything. He did not need a.
就算 you don't need to explain.
He does not need explanation.
就算你不明白他的旨意，
even though you don't understand his will,
你也要接受。
You need to accept it.
因为神的旨意不能拦阻，一定会发生的。
Because you cannot take away God's will, it will happen.
他就悔改了。第三节，谁用无知的言语使你的旨意隐藏呢？我所说的是我不明白的，这只是太奇妙，是我不知道的。
So he prayed and repented. He said, surely I spoke of things I did not understand, things too wonderful for me to know.
所以到最后他就悔改了。
So in the very end, he repented.
第六节。
Verse 6.
因此我厌恶自己，或自己或做自己的言语，在尘土和炉灰中懊悔。
Therefore, I despise myself and repent in dust and ashes.
这是约伯到最后，他就这个心理的、心情的这个改变。
So his mood was changed.
在神跟他讲话之前呢，他一直觉得自己对神是错的。
So before he spoke to God, he kept on thinking he was right and God was wrong.
但是神跟他讲话之后呢
？But after God spoke to him,
他就觉得神才是对的。
He realized God was right.
我之前的理解，我之前的言论都是错，都不完全的。
So everything I knew before was not complete and it was wrong.
所以他就向神懊悔，就是用很深的那种道歉。
So he apologized deeply to God.
这个是一个思想上的很大的改变哦。
So this is in your attitude is a very big change.
有时候我们在神面前呢，都是觉得自己做得很好，做得自己很对，没有什么事情要改。
So sometimes when we're in front of God, we think we're perfect and we don't need to change much.
有时候呢，我们甚至误会了神。
Sometimes we
misunderstand
God.
我们说神啊，你为什么这样对我？很不公平啊。
And we think, why does God treat us this way?
为什么不帮助我
？Why don't you help me?
为什么把这个东西拿走
？Why did he take this away from me?
为什么让我受苦
？Why do you want me to suffer?
甚至我们埋怨。
So we're complaining.
会软弱。
So we become weak.
不想侍奉，不想去教会。
We don't want to praise. We don't want to go to church.
等了一段很长的时间之后，你发觉原来神当时这样做是对的。
So after a while, you'll realize God was right all along.
哎呀，那个时候你才觉得说，我为什么当初埋怨神
？So at that point, you'll realize why did I think this way about God.
有一个弟兄啊，在那个 World Trade Center 上班。
So my brother was working at the World Trade Center.
哎，突然间被解雇了。
And he was fired.
哇，失去工作。
And he lost his job.
哇，心里面呢？觉得神为什么让我失去工作
？So in his heart, he was very sorrowful. It's like, how did I lose my job?
啊，那我现在生活要出了问题了。
So and his life was very uneasy.
啊，要再找工作，哪里找呢
？So where should I look for a job? Where should I go?
那经济可能又出了问题。
And then the economy was very bad.
心中还是有点埋怨。
And there was a lot going on in his heart.
但是也不敢讲出来。
But he did not want to speak this out.
结果不久之后，九一一事件发生了。
Not long after 9/11 happened.
两栋大楼倒塌了。
The Twin Towers fell.
哇，他在电视里面看到。
So he saw this on television.
神的保守。
It was God's protection.
还好我那时候被解雇。
It was a good thing I got fired.
还好没有了工作。
It's a good thing I don't have a job.
神的旨意，你后来的时候才知道了。
You realize God's will later on.
因为台湾有一个传道。
Because there was a preacher in Taiwan.
他要坐飞机去外岛去协助圣工。
He was taking a plane to do holy work.
To go to an island.
To go to an island to do
holy work. 结果那一天呢，就错过了那班飞机。
And just so, by a couple of minutes, he missed the flight.
哎，这心里面觉得很懊恼。哎呀，错过这班飞机之后，要不要等多久？很麻烦。
So, he was very troubled and said, "Why did I miss his flight? He had to wait for the next one."
我就已经够累了。
I'm already tired enough.
还要错过这班飞机。
And I still need to wait for the next flight.
要用更多的时间。
I'm losing more time.
哎呀，结果呢
？What happened?
那班飞机到那个外岛的时候，降落的时候失事了。
So that plane crashed when it was landing to the island.
如果他当初上了那班飞机
，if he was on that plane,
就回不了家了。
And he could not get home.
所以有些时候你不到最后，不到后来，你都不了解神的旨意。
So sometimes you will not realize God's will.
所以约伯当他了解神跟他讲这句话之后
，So Job realized a lot of things after with his conversation with God.
了解神的主权的时候
，You understand God's fulfillment.
Sovereignty.
Sovereignty.
他就觉得说我要悔改。
And he realized I need to change.
我懂得的东西太少。
I don't know a lot of things.
我这样子批评神呢是不对的。
I complained about God.
那弟兄姐妹，我们常常在神面前有没有这种懊悔的心呢
？So when we're in front of God, do we have this anguished heart?
啊，有没有觉得说，哎呀，我这样子想真的是不对
？Do you say to yourself the way I think is wrong?
我这样子讲弟兄姐妹真的是不对。
The way I talk about brothers and sisters are wrong.
我这种态度真的是不对。
My attitude is incorrect.
一想好了，马上在神面前悔改。
So when you think about this, you should repent to God immediately.
约伯记里面有两次约伯在炉灰中。
So there was two times in the Bible when Job was in
the ashes.
Ashes.
第一次呢，就是刚生病的时候，在炉灰当中没能刮自己的身体。
So the first time was when he became sick and he was scraping at his own body.
一边刮，一边心里面一定很挣扎，觉得为什么事情会发生。
So he was scraping and then he was moping.
第二次呢，这是42章。
And the second time was in chapter 42.
这是在炉灰当中悔改。
It was when in the ashes he was repenting.
觉得自己真的是做得不好。
And he realized he did not do well.
那我们在神面前也应该有这样悔改的心。
So in front of God, we should have this repenting heart as well.
再来，我们最后看四十二章。
Let's look at Job 42.
那当约伯懊悔了之后呢，神就又对约伯讲话了。
So when Job was in anguish, he spoke to Job once again.
四十二章的第七节。
42 verse 7.
约伯对耶和华对约伯说话以后，就对提曼人以利法说：“我的怒气向你和你两个朋友发作，因为你们议论我，不如我的仆人约伯说的是。”
Verse 7. After the Lord had said these things to Job, he said to Eliphaz and Temani, "I am angry with you and your two friends because you have not spoken of me what is right, as my servant Job has."
现在你们要取七只公牛、七只公羊到我仆人约伯那里去，为自己献上燔祭。我的仆人约伯就为你们祈祷。
So now take seven bulls and seven rams and go to my servant Job and sacrifice a burnt offering for yourselves. My servant Job will pray for you.
我因悦纳他，这不按你们的愚昧办你们。你们议论我，不如我的仆人约伯说的是。
And I will accept his prayer and not deal with you according to your folly.
好了，我们来看这是神给约伯最后的考验。
So this is God's last test to Job.
本来以为约伯，他觉得说我已经悔改了，悔改应该就没事了嘛。
So Job might have thought, I've already repented, so there's nothing wrong.
我求神原谅我，那神原谅我就没事了。
So I asked for forgiveness, and God forgave me.
神没有马上原谅他。
God did not forgive him immediately.
没有马上把他的苦拿走。
He did not take away his suffering right away.
神还要给约伯一个最后的考验。
God is giving me one last test.
这个考验很大啊。
This test is very big.
因为三个朋友也要悔改啊。
Because the three friends must repent as well.
但是三个朋友不是直接向神悔改。
But these three friends...It's not an immediate repentance.
他们要先到约伯面前。
They need to go to Job first.
他们要先请约伯原谅他们，然后请约伯替他祷告，替他们祷告。
So they need to ask for Job's forgiveness first, and then ask Job to pray for them.
哇，这个就是不容易了。
This is not easy.
你想看如果自己跟神悔改，三个朋友自己跟神悔改也很好，约伯自己跟神悔改，不是简单一点吗？
So if they each repented individually to God, wouldn't it be a lot easier?
神不是这样 work 的。
God does not work this way.
神说你要我赦免你，你们自己要先搞好，先弄好。
So God said, if you want me to forgive you, you guys need to work this amongst yourselves.
朋友要愿意谦卑去找约伯。
These friends must be humble enough to approach Job.
约伯也要谦卑，愿意赦免他们。
And Job must be humble enough to forgive.
这样大家才可以一起得到神的悔改，得神的原谅。
In this way, they can all receive God's forgiveness.
这个就是神给约伯最后的考验。
This is God's last test to Job.
其实啊，约伯心里面是已经非常讨厌这三位朋友啊。
But in reality, Job already very disliked these three friends.
真够朋友啊。
These were very close friends.
有时候你的朋友跟你讲错一句话，马上翻脸了。
So sometimes your friends might say something to anger you immediately.
我们都很小气，说实在，自己要承认。我们要自己要承认自己很小气，好不好？
So you must be honest to yourself.
有时候人家讲一句话你就很不爽。
So sometimes when somebody says something to you, you get really angry.
那这三个朋友讲了三轮的这种长篇的这种废话。
So these three friends said three long paragraphs.
我看约伯记如果有血压计的话，这个血压又高又低，又高又低。
So his blood pressure must be high and low.
约伯很讨厌他们三个。
Job hated these three friends.
我们看二十七章。
Let's look at chapter 27.
二十七章的第五节。
Chapter 27 verse 5.
二十七章的第五节。
Chapter 27 verse 5.
我断不以你们为是，我至死必不以自己为不正。
Verse 5, I will never admit you are in the right till I die. I will not deny my integrity.
我持定我的义，必不放松。在世的日子，我心必不责备我。
I will maintain my righteousness and never let go of it.
约伯啊，觉得自己是对的。
And Job said he was.
第七节，你看第七节，愿我的仇敌如恶人一样。
Verse 7, may my enemies be like the wicked.
愿那起来攻击我的。如不义的人一般呢。
For hope, or what hope is the godless when he is cut off?
约伯已经受不了了。
Job was already at his point.
这三个朋友啊，已经不是朋友了。
These three friends were no longer friends.
是我的仇敌了。
These three are my enemies.
因为他起来攻击我。
Because they want to attack me.
还有呢，他们是恶人一样。
They are like evil people.
好像不义的人，他为他们应该被神审判，被神刑罚。
They are unrighteous and they must be judged by God.
哇，你也不能怪约伯，因为他实在太痛苦了。
You cannot blame Job because he was very sorrowful.
痛苦的时候都是希望那些加给你痛苦的人能够比你更痛苦。
So when we're sorrowful, we want the other people that we do not like to be even more sorrowful.
这是人的心理。
This is a person's heart.
但是神是爱，在他里面没有黑暗。
So God is love, and in him there is no darkness.
所以神告诉约伯,
so God told Job,
你要我祝福你之前,
before you want me to bless you,
你一定要饶恕你的朋友。
You need to forgive your friends.
我们看约伯记的42章。
Let's look at Job chapter 42.
第九节。
Verse 9.
四十二章第九节，于是提曼人以利法、苏亚人比拉达、拿马人所法，照着主所吩咐的去行，主就悦纳约伯。
Verse 9, so Eliphaz and Temanite, Bildad the Shuhite and Shofar the Naamathite, did what the Lord told them, and the Lord accepted Job's prayer.
约伯为他的朋友祈祷，主就使约伯从苦境转回。
After Job had prayed for his friends, the Lord made him prosperous again.
并且主赐福给他，比他从前所嫁给他的加倍。
And gave him twice as much as he had before.
你看关键是什么时候
？So what is the conclusion?
关键是约伯愿意替他的朋友祷告。
So the conclusion is that Job was willing to pray for his friends.
愿意替他们献祭。
Willing to sacrifice for them.
约伯原谅他们，神也原谅朋友。
So Job was willing to forgive his friends. So.God was willing to forgive his friends.
约伯愿意原谅三个朋友，神也原谅约伯。
So since Job was willing to forgive his friends, God forgave Job as well.
使他从苦境中转回。
So he was taken out of his sorrow.
换句话来说，如果约伯说，神要我原谅我三个朋友，让我想一想哦。
So if I was Job,
这些三个人那么坏。
I would need to think about forgiving these three friends.
算一算，他们整了我几个月。
So...I need to count how many months they caused me suffering.
他们这样哦，至少弄了我三个月嘛啊，那我三个月之后我再赦免他。
So they took 3 months away from me. So I'll wait 3 months before I forgive
them. 约伯可不可以这样做
？Can Job do this?
可以啊
，Of course.
神说我原谅他，也没有说什么时候原谅他。我可以晚一点再原谅他。
I did not specify when I was going to forgive them, but I'll forgive them.
好啊，如果约伯等三个月才原谅他，就等于约伯要怎么样？
So if Job waited 3 months to forgive, what would happen?
就等于他要多受三个月的苦，对不对
？That means he'll have an additional 3 months of suffering.
你不原谅人，神就不释放你。
So if you don't forgive, then God will not let you go.
神就不解决你的问题。
God will not solve your problems.
所以约伯还是很顺服的。
So Job was very submissive.
神叫他做，他就马上这样做。
He did what God told him to do.
神就把他从苦境转回。
So he took him out of his suffering.
这就告诉我们什么呢
？What does this tell us,
弟兄姐妹
？Brothers and sisters.
今天我们很多问题我们解决不了。
So a lot of problems we cannot solve on our own.
或者说我们的苦境没有转回。
And
我们的苦境啊还没有转回啊。
So we did not turn away from our suffering.
为什么呢？
Why?
因为可能神在等我们要得胜这个最后的考验。
So God may be waiting for us to take this last test.
你可能心里面还是恨那个人。
Maybe in our hearts we're very hateful.
你可能心里面觉得说我不恨他了，但是我也不想理他。
In our hearts, we could say, "Oh, we don't hate him, but I don't want to talk to him anymore."
但是主耶稣要我们完全的赦免。
But Jesus Christ wants us to forgive completely.
心中没有了恨。
No hate in our hearts.
没有苦毒。
No bitterness.
完全的饶恕。
Pure.
像天父饶恕我们一样。
It's like the Father forgives us.
所以我们下个礼拜回家啊，想一想，有谁还在你心里，你没有办法完全的饶恕的？
So when we go home next week, let's think about who have we not forgiven.
这个我们是最后的考验。
This is our last test.
求主给我们力量。
May God give us strength.
能够饶恕那个得罪我们的人。
May we forgive those who have offended us.
约伯到最后做得到了。
Job was able to do it.
神就加倍的祝福他。
And he blessed him abundantly.
他就能够得到神很好的照顾。
And he had sufficient care from the Lord.
所以从约伯的祷告。
So from Job's prayer.
为儿女的祷告。
His prayer for his children.
在试验当中的祷告。
His prayer during his trials.
悔改自己无知的祷告。
Repenting for his own ignorance.
还有为伤害你的人的所献出的祷告。
And praying for his people that offended him.
约伯得到大大的造就。
Job received very big blessings.
大大的祝福。
And good a lot of edification.
我们唱诗。
Let's sing him.
355.
355.